نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight we know is the 9th of Muharram, 1443. Tonight I want to discuss the important events and incidents of the month of Muharram, beside the shahadat and martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu wa arda. But before we do that, we know that tomorrow is Wednesday. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us sumu at-tasi'a wal-ashir, the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, that you should fast on the 9th and 10th and do not imitate the Jews, khaliful Yahud. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Madinah Munawwara. The Jews were also fasting. Now we need to juxtapose our Islamic calendar, the Gregorian calendar, and the Jewish calendar, and then see how everything works out. So when we look at our Islamic calendar, Surah chapter 9, verse number 36, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of our Islamic lunar calendar. Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allahi ithna ashara shahran fi kitabillah. يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ مِنْهَا أَرْبَاتٌ حُرُمٌ. The day Almighty Allah Jalla Wala created this entire universe, that day already Almighty Allah prescribed and ordained, there will be 12 lunar months. From the 12 lunar months, 4 are sacred months. The Quran Sharif is silent, which are the 4 sacred months? In Surah 60, in Surah Nahal, verse 44, Almighty Allah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ, that we revealed this reminder to you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that you will explain to people in detail what has been revealed for them. So in Bukhari Sharif it is mentioned, ثَلَاثٌ مُتَوَالِيَاتٌ, so 3 are consecutive months, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram, and the month of Rajab. So that all those are the 4 sacred and holy months. And Muharram means also sacred and holy. So that is our Islamic calendar. When you look at the Gregorian calendar, which we all are using nowadays, do we know the history of it? A brief history, next month will be September, then October, then November, then December. What is the meaning of September? Sept. Sept means 7. October, Oct means 8. November, Nov means 9. And December, you studied Latin in those days. So you must remember means 10. So the new year was the 1st of March. That is known as a Julian calendar. And you will also know that Pope Gregory came, and the Pope running around with an idol, and the idol's name was Janus, and he said, no, we must bring changes, amendments to the calendar. And that is how January came, February came. Still they could not come right. So they said, okay, so let's make after every 4 years a leap year. So some months 28, some 29, some 30, some 31. So therefore I always say on the radio, whatever Islam gave is always the best compared to the rest. And you see, they ask, this poor guy got born on the 29th of February. So ask him when his birthday will come. It will come after 4 years, bichara is in a wait. So in Islam, we don't have birthdays, but there's an argument that is you can use against them. So remember that the names of the month and the month are not corresponding. September, what they'll tell you? 9-11. So you must remember it's the ninth month of the year. But September means 7. October means 8. But it's the 10th month of the calendar. So therefore, the Christian calendar, Gregorian calendar, is not worth the paper on which it's written. Because you must remember it went through so many amendments and evolved all the time till today, in fact. So that is your Christian calendar. Come to the Jewish calendar. The Jewish calendar, you must remember, is a lunar and solar calendar merged and combined together. So remember, their new year is called Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the new year of the Jutlas. You know Jutla, right? So in Yemen we say Jutla. So if you, I like to use the word. So for the Jutlas, for the Jews, you must remember, so for them we have Rosh Hashanah. And then the beginning, the first month of the year is called Tishri, according to the Hebrew way and all that. And then their 10th of Tishri is Yom Kippur. If you go ask the Jutla that what is the meaning of Yom Kippur, they'll tell you same. They'll tell you the Day of Atonement. So the day Prophet Moses was rescued and saved by Almighty Allah, and the same day you must remember that the Pharaoh and his people drowned. So we call Ashura, they call Yom Kippur. Yom is Arabic, and Kippur, the Day of Atonement. So that is how their calendar works. It's not 100% lunar calendar, because they have to work with the seasons as well. So therefore, after 19 years and 10 years or 9 years, then again it changes and so forth and so on. But they do fast on Yom Kippur. Don't make a mistake regarding that. So this is briefly, if you want to study calendars. If I go to China when I was there, it was the year of the dragon. So they all have their own calendars and so forth and so on. But our calendar is the oldest from time immemorial, the day Almighty Allah created the universe. So what must we do? So 9th, 10th we fast, or 10th, 11th we fast, or we keep all 3 days. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ahtasibu ala Allah, ayyukaffira sanata allati qablaha. I hope and I expect Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive the previous year's sins. So each one of us make intention tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, inshallah we fast, or Thursday, Friday, or all 3 days. Then your wives are all waiting for you. Not now, tomorrow night. So I must remember that. Why are they waiting for you? Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith mentioned in Bayhaqi, mentioned in Razin and Mishkat Sharif. Man wasa'a ala iyalihi yawma ashura fi nafaqa, wasa'a Allahu sa'ira sanatihi. Whoever increases the risk for his wife, for his family, children, it's nothing to do with gifts. We added that. You know, Muslim, we like to use Islam and make money out of it. Quran says, yu'minuna bil ghayb, believe in the unseen. Today, Muslim said, yu'minuna bil jayb, use Islam and pocket the money, you know. So that is the truth, I mean. So remember, nothing about gifts. Give this one, give this one, give that. We invented from our side. So the hadith says, speak about your wife, your children, your parents, and so forth and so on. Allah Jalla Wala will give the risk and make easy for you for the entire year. There's one Ravi, one reporter, great scholar, Imam Shafi's Ustad, Sufyan bin Uyayna. Some books he's written, Sufyan Thawri, is incorrect. In Lataiful Ma'arif, Ibn Rajab Hanbali wrote very clearly, he, Sufyan bin Uyayna, rahimahullah, used to say, Jarrabnahu fawajadnahu kadhalik. The years we tried this, that we were but generous to our wives, our children, and cash or kind. So in that way there, Allah made our risk very easy. So Wednesday night, tomorrow, after Maghrib, after Isha, your wife is waiting, you say, honey, take the money, and so forth, you know. So you sound so hard with your money, what are you going to do with it, brother? So inshallah, give little bit, spend a little bit extra on your wives, on your children. Allah will increase your risk for you, inshallah, for all of us. And the third sunnah, remember, is not time for celebration, yesterday or day for yesterday. Somebody said, okay, we will go for a braai. No braai and restaurant and that. So in your house you do these things. Hadith in Tirmidhi, these 3-4 ahadith come regarding Ashura. Taba Allahu fihi ala qawm, wa yatubu fihi ala qawm in akhirin. That Allah Jalla Wala accepted the tawbah and repentance of a people, and that is the Bani Israel, the Israelites. وَيَتُوبُ فِيهِ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ. Allah will accept the tawbah of nations in the latter generation. Open Tirmidhi Sharif, you will find. So me and you, so Allah Jalla Wala created us so that we are successful. He gives us special moments, occasions, so that we make peace with Almighty Allah. So tomorrow night, my dear brothers, sisters, listeners, that you, daughter-in-law, contact your mother-in-law and ask for forgiveness. And remember, ask Allah for forgiveness. All of us are guilty. There's not a person who's alive today, sane and mature, and can say we never committed sins. So two verses we have to practice on. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Chapter 24, verse 31. Almighty Allah says, turn to Almighty Allah, all of you, no exception, no exclusions. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O believers, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Then you will be successful, you will be prosperous. So tawbah, we have to have regret, afsos, remorse. We must fulfill the rights of Almighty Allah. We have to fulfill the rights of creation, Muslim, non-Muslim. And the next one, this is of paramount importance. Chapter 66, verse number 8. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Ey iman walo, O you who believe, 89 different places Allah has mentioned this phrase. And yet to ashiqana khitab hai, Allah is addressing us with so much love and respect. Turn to Almighty Allah, tawbatan nasuha. The person came to say, now Umar, do you know wa ma adraka man Umar? Do we even know who's Umar radiallahu an? Sayyidina Umar was a linguist par excellence. So he came to Sayyidina Umar and asked him, I know Tawbah, this Nasuha, what it means. He said, he illustrated the point via an example. He said, when you milk the she camel, when you milk the cow, did you ever see the milk goes back into the udders of that cow? He said, no. He said, that is the sign that our Tawbah is accepted. We all know our weaknesses, whether some people are involved fornication, adultery, drugs, casino, alcohol, riba, we know the list goes on. So when we say we're making tawbah, then we don't go back to that evil and devilish lifestyle. Therefore, Allah Jalla Wala gave us nights like Ashura tomorrow night, and Thursday Ashura, and this year, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, 1443, Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Al-Mubarak, Palestine. 90-95% of the world, Ashura will be on Thursday, and tomorrow night will be Laylatul Ashura. So we should try our level best to cherish and relish these moments. So that was the introduction. Let us look at some important events in our history. Our history is not written in black and white, brothers and sisters. Our history is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haqqani, the true ulama. Today, a lot of people claim a lot of things. I'm speaking of true ulama. So remember that what they wrote, that were the black ink and the red blood. Black and red is Islamic history. The red blood of our shuhada. Put that together and then you will understand what Islamic history is. It is the ending of the 23rd year of the Hijrah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to make dua, first incident. And it mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Allahumma rzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik. O Almighty Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. Waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. And let me pass away in the city of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the month of Zulhijjah. It's right in the ending, 25th, 26th. Sayyidina Umar is performing imamat. Fayruz, Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, fire worshipper, Zoroastrian, came with a khanjar, with a dagger, and he stabbed him. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu collapsed. Abdurrahman bin Auf went in front, completed the salat. After a few days, he was shaheed. Not only his dua is accepted, but he's buried right next to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Thani is named Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So that is how his dua got accepted. On the 1st of Muharram, now understand the incident. Before I come to that for you, I've been to Iran, I've been to Iraq with Allah's help, Adam in Fadli Rabbi. You should know this as well. In Iran, there's a place called Kashan, where the carpets are very famous, Kashan carpets. So there, they have built a shrine For Abu, when the people started restraining him and so forth, then he, Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, the fire worshipper Fayruz, la'anahullah, Allah's curse be on him. So he, you must remember, the murderer of Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu anhu warda, he committed suicide. But if you go to Kashan, Iran, even today, you will find a mausoleum, a shrine, a mazar is built there. And remember for the qatil and murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, and is written there which I saw with my own eyes, Baba Shuja'uddin. You did something very great. You murdered Sayyidina Umar, Shuja'uddin, you brave. So you be the judge of what happens. Anyway, now Khalifa passed away on 1st Muharram, the 24th year of the Hijrah. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is made the Khalifa. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ Uthman? Who is Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda? I just give you three incidents, there's no time. So remember, he has one unique feature no one in the world has. From Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, right up to Sayyiduna wa Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam, until the last day of Qiyamah, he married two daughters of the same Nabi, one after the other. He was married to Sayyidah Ruqayya radiallahu anha, and she passed away. And thereafter, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him and said, Ya Uthman radiallahu an, you can marry now Umm Kulthum radiallahu an. His title, Zunnurain, the possessor of two radiances, two effulgence, two lights. Who has such qualities? It's Battle of Tabuk, the month of Rajab, 90 of the Hijrah. Allah says, fi sa'atil usra, 50 degrees. You know the heat, and go from Medina to Tabuk. I went to Tabuk by plane, it takes you 1.5 hours. They had to travel 10, 12 days in that 45, 50 degrees. Who is going to address all the logistics and so forth? Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu said, take from me, Ya Rasulullah, 100 camels. We need another 100. We need another 300 camels with the saddle, everything. Then we need more, Ya Uthman. 1,000 gold coins he gave. Today we give one Kruger coin, we want our name must be written somewhere. You know? So 1,000 gold coins, Habibuna, Bukhari's hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took it and started spending it and saying, Ma dharra Uthman, ma amila ba'da al-yawm. Nothing can harm Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu after today. Go to Uzbekistan, Tashkent, and there you will see who is Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. When the time came in the year 35, Zulqa'dah, and his time for his shahadat and martyrdom, he was reading Quran Sharif. He asked them, who extended the masjid on the southern side where the first serfs are and that? So it's called Mihrab-e Uthmani, that it is Sayyidina Uthman. I built the masjid, extended it, but you're not allowing me. Who gave the water here to the people of Medina? But today you don't want water to come here to me. So remember, that is Sayyidina Uthman. First Muharram, the year 24, golden rule of Islam, 12 years he ruled. And this Afghanistan, our Taliban, Zindabad, remember that Sayyidina Uthman, that the Allah's time it was conquered. That is Afghanistan, Kabul and that. The other parts were conquered during the time of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu warda. First incident. Second incident, Muharram. It is, you must remember, the 13th of Muharram, 7th year after Hijrah. If you go from Medina Munawwara, we've been to all these places with Allah's help. There's a place called Khaybar. The Jutlas, the Jews, were in Medina Munawwara, three tribes, Banu Kainuka, Banu Nazir, and Banu Qurayza, always putting jabi, you know, always trying to cause some problem, cause some, you know, tension, conflict, rows, inructions, and what have you. So one by one, they got expelled from Medina. So they made a markaz and headquarters there in Khaybar. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now these people, yeah, they are treacherous even there. So tomorrow, la'u'ta, is hadith in Bukhari Sharif, la'u'ta yanna raya, tomorrow I'll give this banner and flag to that person, yuhibbullaha wa rasoolah, wa yuhibbuhullahu wa rasoolu. To that person, Allah Jalla wa Ala Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves him, and he loves Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine what bisharat, glad tidings. So nevertheless, every sahabi was just hoping my name was be called. Next day, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, this is 7th year after the Hijrah, the month is Muharram, the place is Khaybar, and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Aina Ali? Where is Aina Ali? They said, Ya Rasulullah, he's ill. There's some problem with his eyes, he's not well. So call him here. Lo and behold, he was called, summoned. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his busak mubarak, his saliva mubarak, placed it on his mubarak eyes. Sayyidina Ali says, I could see everything was fine. And then Nabi alayhi salam gave him that. So we went to Khaybar. There are forts everywhere. Big, big forts still today. And remember, one fort was very big. No one could really penetrate and go in. Kamus was the name. And lo and behold, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu went and he broke open and penetrated. One title of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu arda is Fatiha Khaybar. How does this incident of Khaybar inspire, motivate us? Go see my flowers and go see our children in the land of occupied Palestine, where the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel is. Their time is coming, inshallah. My brothers of Taliban already sent the warning to India. Touch one of our mujahideen now and see what we will do with you. So this morning I said, they're getting their diapers ready. So you must remember this, my brother, that when you have iman, you fear none except Almighty Allah. That is what Taliban showed the world today. Anyway, it's a separate topic. So you must remember, our children, they realize this Arab 10-pot dictator is good for nothing, sell out a whole lot of them. They realize the Muslim Ummah good for nothing. They said, we will take this battle ourselves. I saw with my own eyes, alhamdulillah, small, small children, iman in their hearts, stones, small, small stones, and so forth in their hands. And what they say, they speak of Khaybar. Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud. Inna jaysha Muhammad sofa Yahud. Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud. Inna jaysha Muhammad sofa Yahud. My children, your children can do. The whole day playing with the phone, emails flying to the females. So, father busy with Hollywood, mother busy with Bollywood, children busy with Robin Hood. We waste our time and kill our time. You can't build the ummah like that, my brothers. You want to build the ummah, you don't curry favor with anybody. You can only come and dedicate, devote yourself to Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and follow in the footsteps of Sahaba. That is the divine recipe. See these children, what they did. The last conflict that took place. They thought that they will run over Gaza. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا Gaza. Do you know what is Gaza? Subhanallah, Gaza is where Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's great-grandfather is buried, Hashim. Gaza is the place where Milad and honorable birth of Imam Shafi rahimahullah took place in the year 150. So it's all different topics. So this incident of Khaybar, where the Jews were defeated, you must remember till today inspires our children of Palestine. And what do they say? بِالرُّوح بِالدَّمْ نَفْدِيكَ يَا أَقْصَى. With our lives, with our blood, we will liberate you, Al-Aqsa. You think the Jutla is prepared to do that? Never. You must remember Allah speaks of them, Surah 5, verse 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies are the who? Are the people who are mushriks, idol worshippers. See in India, where the BJP ethnic cleansing taking place, what's happening in Kashmir. United Nations document, 10,000 of our women raped. That is minimum. And then, Yahud, وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. The Jews and the mushriks, they have become unholy alliance and ethnic cleansing takes place. And remember that the Muslim is fast asleep. So what do you expect, my brothers and sisters? So learn in these incidents. It will motivate you for the future. Then we come to the next incident. You must remember of Muharram. And what is that? Maria Qibtiya radiallahu ta'ala anha. Maria, your daughter's name, wife's name, Maria means to be fair, fair in complexion. Qibtiya, Coptic, she was from Egypt. Lo and behold, she gives birth to the son of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Ahlul Bayt, who's the Ahlul Bayt? The honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the honorable children of the Master alayhi salam, the grandchildren, all are the Ahlul Bayt. That is unanimous decision of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
So my brothers, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, four daughters. Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Umm Kulsum, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anhunna. And two sons. First son Qasim and second son Abdullah. He's known as Tayyib and Tahir. These were his titles. And then from Sayyida Maria Qibtiya, she's not buried in Baqi. Many people make this mistake. She's buried in Medina, but on the other side, not in the famous cemetery. So nevertheless, speaking of Baqi and all that, you know, so our people, that Mulana also knows, that, you know, when we go, then we make dua. They say, make dua, make dua. So we say, Ya Allah, hamare umrah ko kabul farma, loud they become. Ya Allah, hajj ko kabul farma, loud, ameen, ameen. Ya Allah, Madina Munawwara ki ziyarat kabul farma, accept our umrah, our hajj, ziyarat to Madina. All make ameen. Ya Allah, Madina Munawwara ki maut nasib farma. They all become Hanafis then. You understand? They want to say ameen loudly. So I asked the brothers, why? They said, no. Still the money, the dollars is there. I asked Kala, who tell you? Kala say, shopping karwanu che. So your mother. We can't even make dua to die in Madina Munawwara. So anyway, Hazrat Maria Qibtiya radiallahu anha passes, Hazrat Maria Qibtiya passes away on the 16th of Muharram, in the 16th year after the Hijrah. And I told you she's not buried in Baqi, she's buried on the other side. Remember the Sayyida Maria Qibtiya gave birth to Ibrahim ibn Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was 18 months old. And he passes away. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Wa inna lahu la murdi'an fil Jannah. He has a foster mother in Jannah waiting for him. When Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was holding him, his beloved son, Wa aynahu tajriyan. There the tears, the tazrifan, the tears were rolling down. So Sahaba were there, Abdurrahman bin Auf and them, they were very, very surprised, astonished. Wa anta ya Rasulallah, you cry? See the lesson. The Master alayhi salam set the precedent for humanity and posterity. What is taqwa? What is iman? To fulfill hukukullah, hukukul ibad, simultaneously. So what Nabi alayhi salam said? Oh my beloved son Ibrahim, wa inna bi firaqika lamahzunun ya Ibrahim. Oh my beloved son, I'm crying today because not of death. A Muslim does not cry because of death. For a Muslim, al-mawtu tuhfatul mu'min. For a true Muslim, death is a gift for him. Remember that, or for her. And why we cry is something natural, because of the separation. Oh, my beloved son, Ibrahim, I can't walk with you. I can't talk to you. I can no more embrace you now. You have passed away. We're going to bury you just now. And when you go into Baqi, and on the left-hand side, you will find he's buried there. You know why Nabi alayhi salam said, bury him there? The first person, Sahabi, to be buried in Baqi after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madina Munawwara was Usman bin Maz'un radiallahu an. And that day also Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried, wa aynahu tazrifan wa qabbalahu bayna aynay. And Nabi alayhi salam kissed, not Khalifa, Usman bin Affan. This is Usman bin Maz'un. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissed him here on his forehead, and thereafter you must remember Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, bury my son there with Usman bin Maz'un. And then Nabi alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, we will not utter any word. We only utter those words, Ma yarda bihi Rabbuna. Our Allah must be pleased with it. So today people, when their child, apple of the eye goes away, what words are uttered? So remember that all of them are part of the Ahlul Bayt. The last incident I want to share with you, and this is in Iraq. And you all should try one day in life with Allah's fazl. We went to Iraq in 2000, we spent almost a week there, went to Iran, spent 12 days there. So the point I want to make, you must remember, is you must read about the Battle of Qadisiyah. This took place in the 14th year of the Hijrah, Qadisiyah. All of you must learn about Qadisiyah. Sometimes we never even heard these words. So, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. It's the time Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is Khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen. The enemies, Persian Empire, Roman Empire, all are still there. And Sayyidina Umar, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ Umar. What Umar used to say on the Farsh, Allah used to send from the Arsh. That is Umar. Allama Suyuti Rahimahullah writes in Itqan that 22 verses were revealed according to, you must remember, the desire. And I'm old, I don't drink cold, warm water. So remember that, Jazakallah. So anyway, so 22 verses were revealed, remember, according to the suggestion of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. So Khalid bin Walid is there, other Sahaba are there, and these people are mobilizing. Long story, I'm just summarizing it. I'll give you the ending of it. So you must remember this battle. I've been there with Allah's help, Qadisiyah also. So you will see where the Maidan and where it took place and so forth. So the enemies here, 200, 300, different scholars mentioned, but hundreds of thousands of soldiers. They brought their elephants and so many things they came with. Well prepared that we will never lose this war. And Muslims, one side Khalid bin Walid, who is the Amir of all of them? Who is the Amir? Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. Who is Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, my brothers? Awwalu man rama sahman fi sabilillah. The first person to shoot an arrow in the path of Allah is Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, when you go to Kufa, till today, you will find Jami'ul Kufa, a big masjid there. He stood in the middle, and thereafter, remember, he shot in all four directions. He told, O people of Kufa, that what you do now, where the arrow landed, beyond that you build your houses. First we build the house of Allah. So today we are here in Lalusha. First time I come here to this Musalla. We heard of Lalusha Mall and this mall and Paul and lot of things there. So anyway, we don't know. So I hope next time I come here, there's a masjid here, inshallah.
Every getting rezoned.
MashaAllah. Excellent. So it's getting rezoned. All of you should make dua every day. Read 2 rakat salat. Allah protect Masjidul Haram, Haram Sharif, Masjid Nabawi, Masjid Aqsa, and all our masajid in the world, inshallah. So Sahaba, they used to build masjid first and then build their own homes. So Sa'd ibn Waqqas, but lo and behold, he fell so ill, he could not participate. So now is the day, he's giving them directives. He tell them, this is what you must do. One will go this, one will go there, one will go there. But before we start the battle, read Surah Anfal. So somebody read Surah Anfal, the entire Surah. He said, when I say Allahu Akbar, then you must move. When I say Allahu Akbar second time, you must move. When I say third time, Allah Akbar, you must move. So imagine Sahaba, try and visualize. Who's on the opposite side? Rustam. That Rustam, Khalid bin Walid, wrote a letter to him and said, إِنَّمَا إِيَقُومْ يُحِبُّونَ الْقِتَالِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَا تُحِبُّونَ الْخَمَرِ. You'll find in Mishkat Sharif. With me, there are such people, he wrote to Rustam. There are people who love to dice with death, like how you love your wine. I ate one cent, one word. I say, how you love your wine and swine. So you must remember, this was Sahaba. Then when he said, Allahu Akbar, the third time, and the battle erupted, lo and behold, Muslims lost men, they lost men, all that. There was one Sahabi, remember his name, Hilal bin Al-Qama radiallahu anhu. In the initial stage, he got hold of Rustam and he decapitated him. And he brought his body, brought his head and said, yes, Sa'd, I brought their leader. So now we need something. So this you call, man kutila katilan falahu salabuhu. So you must remember, they give them a bonus because you killed the big general, the leader. So go read about the battle of Qadisiyah. It was one of the most magnificent victories in Sayyidina Umar's reign and so forth. And his long story, I just gave you the ending. And Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, Sahaba was so elated, delighted, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Just to bring that in line with what happened now last week. I was saying this long time, those of you who listen to the radio. So you must remember this, the Taliban, what they did is a karamat for this ummah. Understand this. Why is this ummah so disgraced and humiliated today? It's Sahih Hadith in Abu Dawood. إِذَا تَبَعَيَاتُمْ بِالْإِنَا. When your business dealings are not correct. وَرَضِيتُمْ بِزَرْ. And remember, you're happy with your farms and your gardens and your orchards. وَأَخَذْتُمْ أَذْنَابَ الْبَقَرْ. And you're holding on to the tails of your animals. سَلَّتَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ ذُلَّ. Show me one Muslim. There's no Islamic country today. Forget it. We have Muslim countries. So inshallah, our brothers there, the Taliban, they are establishing the Islamic Emirate. This will be the Islamic country. And that will be the role model to the world. And they will say, this is what Islam is teaching us. America did not go there. And the coalition, you know what the coalition? 48 countries coalition. They took 48 countries and put them, let them run with their tails between their legs, like puppies and rats they had to run. So yesterday Germany came, they couldn't even load the plane properly. Americans running, British running, everyone. And now they want to speak, you must remember about women's rights and children's rights. When you B&B, Bush and Blair, when Albright, your people's Secretary of State said, let the 500 children of Iraq die. So where was the rights of women and children then? When you were murdering our people and so forth. So remember the Muslim, he will never ever give in to them. And this is what Taliban taught the world. So my brothers, when you read Khaybar, you read Qadisiyah, you read Sayyidina Usman, you read about Karbala, you read about anyone, then take from authentic sources. Not from ye and de hidar udar ki baat hai. I give you three quickly now, maybe tomorrow night I won't have time. You will see about Ashura. Our ulama also say this. Then wa ilallah al-mushtaka wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You see in our madrasa kitabs and ulama saying, on 10th of Muharram, Qiyamah will come. So where is this? There's no dalil and evidence for that. But it's written in our books. So remember, it's not authentic that. It's a Friday is 100%, but 10th Muharram is not authentic. Qiyamah will come. Quran says, La ta'atikum illa baghta. It will come suddenly to you. Second one, they say that if a person, you know, he takes a bath on day of Ashura, he'll never fall sick. So these are all fairy tales, fabrications. You got no authenticity, remember that. And so many incidents of Anbiya, this happened, this happened. Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Delwi is an Arabic kitab, Ma Thabata Bi Sunnah Fi Ayyami Sana, then it's translated in Urdu. All this he rejected, beside Nabi Musa alayhi salam's incident and Nabi Nuh alayhi salam's incident, was the word al-Judi. So the boat, the ship came there and stopped there. So you must learn to sift out, my brothers, what is correct and authentic and what is concoction and fabrication. Therefore, on the radio, I say, our people, they came from India, and our mothers, grandparents, and so, they brought one Lal Kitab with. And in that Lal Kitab, lot of superstition and lot of things there. So my brothers, you must read, read, read. When you start reading, then, and read the correct information, then inshallah, you will understand our history is so great and it will always inspire and motivate you for the future. My time is up, inshallah, we'll have to make dua now. I thank my brother Muhammad Salim Asmal, mashallah, is hiding there somewhere at the back. Allah Ta'ala reward him, my Hafiz Muhammad Basa and my engineer here, mashallah, our Dawood Mundli, Tobela, that side there. And inshallah, the podcast will be ready and then we'll send it out sometime tonight, inshallah, with the program. Tomorrow night, inshallah, we'll be in Avondale. Thursday night, inshallah, in that, where will be? Scottsboro, inshallah. And Friday, Jummah in Phoenix, inshallah, where Maulana Huzaifa is, Sanford. And Friday night in Ottawa, the Masjid, Masjid Umar Farooq. Jazakallah khair to all of you. Make dua for us, make dua for the Ummah, and see, Allah gave us this gift in our lifetime. I always make dua. Ya Allah, make us from the army that will liberate Masjidul Aqsa al-Mubarak. That is dua you must make, my brother. So that you saw what happened here, your riots and everything. It's very good, you defended yourself. But sometimes we Muslims, we just see a water pistol, our wuzu breaks also. So you must understand how to defend yourself in different places, my brothers. So remember, I'm not saying now my name is AK and I might just take an AK-47 and start shooting. No. We don't believe in that. We don't condone violence and... We want to show the world what is Islam. And we must thank the Capital Group, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his entire family. Inshallah, I got three minutes left to make dua. So the brothers send messages they want. We must make dua for all the sick and so forth. So make dua for them and the entire Ummah Muslimah. At least dua we all can make, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين يا الله و brother داود رسول is ill sick give him شفاء كامل يا الله all the others the brother who's on ventilator all those who are ill يا الله grant them شفاء كامل يا الله اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من سيء الأسقام يا الله protect us from the dreaded diseases يا الله اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.